It's a 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. Got my 30-gram pouch and I'll be at the pub soon. Roll up a cig, grab a schooner of BB, sitting in the beer garden watching the races on TV.
Oh, Weez. Welcome to another week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles.
I'm in awe. That was beautiful.
How nice is that little tune, hey?
I actually, well, full disclosure, I was on the way here this morning, a little bit late, but I was playing the podcast, just listening to our work. One of our better episodes, if I must say.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Probably our best episode, helped out by the, you know, the two guests we have.
I just have this soundtrack playing in my life.
I could go to the pub right now.
Well, absolutely. Let's get some Fruity Alexia, hang it from the fan. Yes.
But I was listening to the song and I was like, so good. It's better the more you listen to it. And I was thinking maybe we can chuck the full song at the end of the podcast. Just to give listeners, because we were laughing and the recording wasn't the best, just to give people a good version of it.
A good version? Yeah, I think so too.
He's so talented.
Father John Sweat is the sweatiest, most
beautiful
man. Beautiful, talented.
Glorious.
He can do anything. And actually, I've got a few challenges because Father John Sweaty can't join us for the next couple of weeks.
I'm heartbroken.
Me too. But he has sent us some songs.
Maybe because we hit him up to
work for free.
Yeah. Surprising as it may be, we don't pay very well.
Yeah, that's right. I actually thought when he said, oh, let's talk turkey, I thought, well, pick a number, times it by 2, divide it by 3.
Yes, and that's how you negotiate.
That's right.
The clause.
How you been, Weiss?
Yeah, not bad. Just one thing is, is he the sweaty going to get an Omega wrap today, maybe? Is that why he's
possibly. Yeah. I'm not sure if that's in Inverell or Moray. We'll have to ask the Chronicle.
That's why he's not here. He's on the drive.
He's on the drive.
For the big rap.
To get the rap. Very good. Weez, I've got to say, mate, I've been kicking stones. Kicking stones.
Just useless.
Mate, do you know what kicking stones is?
Just down the road, just killing time.
No, just like if you're upset, you're kicking stones.
Oh, you're upset. Holes in bloody plasterboard. Is that why I had to do the repair job? Someone's got some anger issues over here.
No, mate, the Broncos are getting me down.
Oh, yeah.
The Broncos.
Yeah, at least they played better the second half, I guess, but still.
We just got a message from the Chronicle. It said, I just put together the jingle. In 4.5 minutes.
we're after bloody quality, not quantity.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't know if that makes sense here. But
anyway, getting back to kicking stones.
Your anger issues.
Listen, this morning I saw something that restored my faith in humanity.
Did someone burn them?
No. I tagged you in something on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
All you can eat KFC in Tokyo.
Yeah.
That's done. Unbelievable.
Yep. Second I can go over there, I am going to move to Tokyo to live.
Yeah, sign me up.
The old Weasel and Sponge Chronicles Tokyo edition.
Absolutely. All right.
Straight from KFC.
Chronicles bugging us, so let's get him on the line. But strap yourselves in. It'll be a good week of the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles. Okay, Weez, we've got the Chronicle on the line. How are you, Cron?
Big, yeah, fellas, I'm not too bad, actually. Big week on the tools and glad to be here, just quietly.
Yep, the Bic has been used a lot, has it? The tools, aren't they?
Worn out the spark.
Oh, look, I've gotten to the stage where I literally just couldn't be fucked.
Right.
Lighten up or rolling one?
With everything. Oh, yeah, literally, I haven't got enough energy even to spark one up.
Oh, dear.
Poor Cron.
Yeah. But before we start, obviously I tried to get hold of Sponge before, but I couldn't get hold of Sponge. So I rang Weez and Weez driving to Sponge's and all I heard was beep, beep, beep. The big fella had some aggressive road rage. I'm pretty sure he said, what the fuck do you want? Like, he yelled at the person next to him.
His old lady almost crashed
into me.
And
tried to pull him out of the car. Yeah. are you okay?
It was an old lady. I almost beat the fuck out of her.
Oh, jeez.
No, I didn't. No,
she would have had you. Yeah, she would have had you.
Yeah, she would have. Lucky she didn't get out. No. No, I was driving along and then next minute this red car's like, changing lane, like we're side by side, and starts coming across over, was centimeters from my car. And yeah, I'm right. Like, I look across and bam, like, what the fuck?
I reckon you're a full keyboard warrior though. Like I think you'd do that in your car, and then if an old lady came up to you, you'd just go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Watch your Twitter account. Yeah. I'm going to spray it on Twitter.
Adjust your wheel, bitch, before I fuck you up.
Yeah. Oh,
please. the most safest driver ever. This bloke tried to pull me off the road. But,
pull you off.
One look at him.
Did you say a guy tried to pull you off? Are you there?
Not it wouldn't be the first time, Wes.
What was that about a rooftop?
Yeah, the rooftop. Do you want to talk about that? Now that we're
alone, yeah. Not recording.
Yeah.
Well, look. Obviously, Penny Bus has a bit to say about it, but yeah, there was a time where I was
maybe you should do a poem about it
getting pulled off.
I could, but it'd be very short, and it was a time in my life where I went, oh, geez, that's when you had to have your instincts about you,
right?
And,
did you ask yourself this question, is this rock bottom?
Sorry.
Did you say to yourself, is this rock bottom?
No, because I actually know where rock bottom is, Sponge. it wasn't there. It wasn't there.
Far better than that rooftop.
Hypothetically, Chronicle, would you rather get pulled off on the rooftop and nobody knows or everybody knows?
Jeez, I want everybody to know if I got pulled off.
Damn it. I was going to say, do you want to go to a rooftop? It can't have people finding out.
Am I going to tell this story or not? Should I?
Well, it's up to you.
Listeners want it.
We've got some time. His Father John's not here this week, so come on. Let's hear it.
So I just started working at a school. And got invited around to a party. It was on a rooftop. And anyway,
like teachers.
Having drinks. Everyone was having a great time. Everyone was having a great time. And then suddenly everyone left. And it was just me and the person that owned the rooftop. And we're sitting around a fire. And he goes, you know what? It's better if you take your pants off and sit in the fire.
What a move.
Smooth.
I went, oh, mate, I'm freezing. Like, I'd rather keep my pants on. And he goes, no, like, you just don't understand how good it is when it's like, you know, fire against, you know, against your legs. And I went, no, look, I understand, but I know how cold it is, and I'd rather keep my pants on.
Did you say when you've got a micro and it's this cold, you're scared it will never come back?
Oh, snap it off,
Sponge! It was that cold. Like it was shriveled up. It would have been up near the elbow.
The Tic Tac's been through enough.
Yeah, bloody go. And he wants me to, you know, take the pants off and get amongst it. We debated. It would have been back and forth for about 15
Did you
minutes.
Say you masturbated?
And I went, I am not taking my pants off. It's freezing. And then I had the old, holy shit, he might go me. I got real concerned. And obviously instincts kicked in. And I think I had the old Nokia back then. I secretly did the old, through the pocket, pulled it out and did the old ringtone. And picked it up, did the fake call, and went, you're in service. Yeah, mate, yeah, no worries. I'll catch you there.
Yeah, I think you rang me.
So you put your pants.
I was like, go away, Chronicle.
You put your pants back on, and then, went to surface. Is that right?
Put my undies back on too. It was a rough ride, wasn't it?
Cleaned up.
Yeah. And you went, are you going to drink these beers or am I taking them with me?
Yeah, I've pilfered a few beers, I'll tell you.
Oh, dear. Hey, Chronicle, a couple of weeks ago we did, or maybe last week we did.
It could have been any time.
Yeah, who knows. Underrated. And it was an absolute hit.
It was last week.
Oh, hold on, for sure.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah,
it was very good.
You're welcome.
I sent you a message through the week and I said, we did underrated. What about overrated? And how do you go with it?
oh, well, like when you told me that, I went, it wouldn't be too bad. But then you think about it, there's so many better underrated things, and overrated's quite tough, actually.
Yeah. Other than yourself, there's not much to go with.
Yeah, underrated for sure.
Yeah, over.
I tell you what, the weasel and sponge should get a mention in this one.
We're not rated though.
No, exactly.
Even though we're not rated, we are very overrated.
Even all the reviews on Apple Podcasts is like, oh, I love the Chronicle. I love Father John.
Yeah, we're not getting much love, are we?
Nah, there's nothing.
We're not rated. Yeah. We just flatline. Yeah, we're flatline.
Yeah. Sorry, we'll go back to Mr. Five Star. What do you want?
The Rain Man himself, the autistic bloody can spell Rain Man.
Well, I mean, Wheeze knows this firsthand. I was talking to Wheeze probably 20 minutes ago. Probably 40 minutes ago. And I said, Wheeze, where are you? I need to write this poem. How far are you away from sponges? So I know how much time I've got on my hands to whip this bad boy up.
And he goes, I'm like, oh, don't worry, it'll only take me a minute to beat this old lady up. So carry on.
Yeah. Anyway, this old granny's punching piss out of Wheeze, and Wheeze like, mate, you got about 40 minutes, 50 minutes. And I've twisted this up. It's not great, but it's it'll do.
So you got any sponsors this week?
I couldn't be fucked with sponsors, to be honest. I didn't have time to.
It'll be too late, the applause here, but stuff it.
I actually liked the last week's sponsors. Yeah. The old road to the dump. We got some mileage out of that.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Is it straight road or is it too many cans?
Yeah.
Any street signs?
Yeah, yeah.
the old castle, the movie thing there. That was actually quite fun.
It was quite good,
One more thing on that dump thing, though. We do have a friend that crashed his car at the dump when he was younger. He had a very green ute.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was, Commodore.
Yeah, Commodore.
What would we nickname him?
Red.
Red?
Big Red with his green ute.
Big Red.
he was at the dump, and I think he sort of, he was very powerful.
Yeah.
Couldn't quite handle the power and lost it and got his ute was stuck, that the wheels, it was rocking, so it was like a seesaw. Yeah, like a seesaw with both wheels. Sort of, he ended up on like a windrow or I don't know, something. And it was stuck balancing there.
Yeah, right.
It's on the way in, so everyone was driving in and out of the dump going, look at this fucking idiot. Oh,
that's a bad day to dump, Wheeze. That's a bad day.
And here
with
we go.
Personalised number plates. Everyone yelling out his name as they went past. Good on you, Big Red.
He's one of our only loyal listeners.
I know. We're
and
bagging him. So, we better start bagging the printer next.
There we go. We're down to five.
Cool. I don't know him, but I'm pretty chuffed to meet him. I'll give him a call later on.
Just put him on the list.
Scroll through Facebook and ring everyone until you find him.
Are you Big Red?
Have you heard Weasel's Vegas story?
Oh, we do have time to kill. I might actually bring that out. Seems to have no bloody sweaty.
No.
So anyway, okay.
just for the listeners out there, when we did the Christmas party special, there was actually a first take of episode 2 where Weasel did this story that, what do you reckon, Chronicle went for about 18 minutes?
6 hours.
Oh, that's being generous, to be honest. Oh.
That was a sped up version too. I made it more exciting. I just left in the good bits.
It basically had, we got to the end, it had no point at all. We all just went, nah, start again. Start again.
Like, let's scrap that.
Even the penny bust was like, that's a terrible story.
it's rough when he says that.
All right. Overrated. Let's go, Chronicle.
Right, fellas. Obviously, no sponsors and no rehearsal either. So
fresh off the press.
Yeah,
the ink's wet.
Fresh off the press.
Do you write in ink?
Last minute.
Do you write
last
in ink?
Last minute. Let's go.
Do you write
Let's
in ink?
I
a
hope
pencil,
so.
Or do you use a pencil? Is it a H?
No, no.
He uses a crayon and his K's are backwards.
Like, he's the old fist, right?
Yeah, he's like Ralph from The Simpsons. He's clay glue while he does it.
I choose you.
You are the Rain Man.
All right, sorry. Go on.
The literal Rain Man.
Last minute poem, and this is what I come up with. So the big fella penned a poem about everything underrated and, you know, straight to the highlight reel with no chance of being debated. It got me thinking about things that aren't as good as they come across. It might, you know, be someone's cup of tea, but it's surely not my loss. So let's have a look at things that are overrated and clearly break the soul. Things that are absolutely shithouse, but yet hold an important role. First of all, reality TV. Well, fuck me, it's at the top of the list. The Bachelor, The Kardashians, Married at First Sight, all things should be missed. I mean, everyone seems to love these shows, but for the Cron, he will certainly pass. I'd rather stick a fork in my eye and fist my own ass.
Do that anyway.
The Sign, Live, Laugh, Love, and people dabbing, tongue and eye piercings makes the Cron want to do some stabbing. NASCAR, CrossFit, and going to the gym, getting a tattoo that stops halfway up the limb, peeling prawns or deshelling crabs, going for a run and having abs. Icebreaker activities at events where you don't know anyone, having a shaped beard and a shit man bun, cleaning up after a huge party at your house, picking up the trap when you've just caught a mouse, TikTok in general, an absolutely woeful app, drinking craft beer straight from the tap, wearing pants that don't cover the ankles and stupid shoes, the royal family and breaking news, Santa, the Easter Bunny and the fucking Tooth Fairy, getting caught in a horrible chat with shit colleagues. That's bloody ordinary. Jim Beam and Jack Daniels, Chihuahuas and Cocker Spaniels, duck face and surgically enhanced lips, getting a message from your mate with apparently winning tips, the dog Snapchat filter and Ash Barty, nothing more overrated than a gender reveal party. Selfies and selfie sticks, shaven vaginas and big dicks, hard day's work but finishing with a hot beer, people that have those stupid family stickers on the car at the rear, sitting in a staff meeting and taking notes, getting a group message with inspirational quotes, New Year's Eve and public holidays midweek, getting up in the middle of the night to take a leak, getting married and having kids, having no grip but trying to open lids, Vegemite and margarine, playing cricket with a serious team, getting excited about an upcoming election, nothing more sickening than public displays of affection, huge glasses that don't fit your head, sleeping on a mate's couch and not making it home to bed, family photos in the bush that are, you know, black and white, having a good time at the pub, but your mate gets into a fight. Flies, mosquitoes, and big fucking moths. Getting stuck in a line at a club with a group of goths. Betting $10 on a favourite who's sure to win when it's the morning of and you've got to take out the bin. Having a rum with a flat hot Coke, but there's nothing more overrated than this penny buster bloke. His tips are overrated. His company, far from rejoice. His attitude, fucking terrible. It pains me to hear his voice. FFA, maybe most overrated of all. It's an office built on lies in a Beenleigh mall. If you listen to him, then you're a terrible bloke. An amateur in finances, he doesn't even smoke. An absolute wanker with no idea. He's got as much sense as a light beer. The podcast is better off without him. Get back to the mall. Wheeze and Sponge, do yourself a favour and don't give him a call. So fuck your dogs, Penny Buster. Fuck your business. I just sell her because there is nothing overrated about this Chronicle fella. Chronicle of
2025. Oh, yes.
He's done it again.
I just love that the go-to for both the Chronicle and the Penny Buster is to just hate on each other.
It's beautiful. Oh. Burn each other. All will be good.
I love it.
Well, I got that last night, and it was from the Penny Buster. Giving a bit of heat, I went, you know what? I haven't even started this poem, but you shouldn't have sent heat out early because you're about to get burnt, big fella.
And you may not have the ability to burn back.
Oh, dear. And I'll tell you what, low blow Chronicle, because he's not on this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Burn him some more. Right.
I'll ring him and let him know how shit he is.
He must be at Pinky's.
Good old Pinky's.
He must be at the old palace. Avoiding a shout at Pinky's.
Oh, dear.
Black and white photos, eh? The bush ones.
Yeah.
Oh, the black. Actually, Sponge, I know you've got a family. Have you ever had a family photo sort of thing?
Have we ever had family photos?
Nah, never. Yeah.
No, I just pretend they don't exist, mate.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. Yeah. So,
yes, of course, I've got family photos.
Your future bloody wife is a photographer, too.
Yeah. Mum's a photographer. So you're going to.
So you've got the black and white family photos.
They're all over the place.
All over the place. Oh, there's a whole wall full of them.
I'm back on the Penny Buster at the moment. Jeez.
Yeah, in the bush because the bloody, you know, grew up on a farm. The farm's still there.
Yeah, the old cows. The bush. You mean?
So is the bush, yeah.
Same with the photos. They're still there on the wall.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, Sponge, you were leading us in a direction.
Yeah,
now
look,
you're reading the news.
Just checking the news there.
He's tuned out.
This, yeah. Hey, do you know what's funny? So Father John's not here this week. So he said, oh, look, just jump on my Facebook page. I've got a few songs on there you can play. And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And the most entertaining thing that I saw on his Facebook page was this video of this guy. Hang on, it's going to come up here in a second. There's
Is
this
it
video.
Good audio?
Probably not.
Okay, we'll share it to our socials so everyone can see.
Yeah.
All three listeners.
There's this video of this guy going around farting on dogs. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, there's songs on. Oh yeah, here it is. Yeah, hang on. So this guy, I'm going to play dogs. it's just 3 minutes of this guy going around farting on people's dogs. I highly recommend. I drowned about 30 minutes here last night. But the other thing that I noticed on his Facebook page, the old Father John, was the fact that there's someone who comments on like every single one of his songs, who goes by the name of the Chronicle. And so I'm just going to read some of the comments here. There's he's got one song here, and he goes, big fan. Next song, Bloody Ripper. Next song, Play K-San.
Couple of likes on it too.
Oh yeah, I know. A couple of likes there. Yeah. Then there's another one, Tuna. What's the Tuna reference there?
Oh, yeah, it's good tunes, like a tuna sandwich, like a good tuna sandwich.
Oh, very good. So Chronicle, what I want to do is I want to pick a song here. It's a very extensive list of songs on this Facebook page. Have you got any requests?
Why ask?
Look, Sponge, as Wes said, why ask? I'll text Father John at least twice a day and say, play K-San. Oh,
Jesus, you're an annoying bastard.
The worst part is you actually do probably do that.
So yeah, we know Father John hates K-San.
Hates it, absolutely hates it. And he uploaded it on Facebook and I went, mate, there's like 10,000 views, and I'm pretty sure 9,000 are from the Chronicle.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, without mucking around, this is K-San by Father John.
2016 edition.
23rd of December.
Yes. Yeah.
Just before Christmas.
Yep. Present for the Chronicle. Does it say, oh, yeah, Merry Christmas to the Chronicle.
23rd. Is that Gravy Day, 23rd, or is it 21st?
I don't know.
Hello, Dan. It's Joe here.
Every day is Gravy Day, baby.
It's the 21st. I'm not a 23rd. 21st. Yeah. 21st. Yeah. It's the 21st, yeah. Anyway, here we go.
The Chronicles early.
Father Christmas John Sweaty.
2016.
Play Kaysan. Fantastic. So after Kaysan, some video just started playing randomly.
Some dude.
Which is like master cooking big food, amazing video. He had the huge
big
lobster.
Crayfish, yeah, lobster. Yeah, it looked something. Yeah. Holy shit. How good is the father?
Oh, the father's fantastic.
That's better than the original.
It is.
Am I biased? Yeah. But that's holy shit.
It's very good. Hey, listen, guys, I'm not going to lie. We're down on troops this week. There's a few people that are away, and Father himself, been hard to get in touch with the Penny Buster as always, and it's been also difficult to get hold of the keeper. Yep, the keeper. Maybe that's where they all are.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they are. They're doing it. They're doing it. They're doing an FFE podcast from Pinkies.
Pinkies Palace.
Chronicles heading to the rooftop straight after this.
BYO pants.
Off to the old rooftop.
Hey, but in the lead up to this episode, we knew Father John was away. I guess Chronicle said, "Oh, you know, why don't you play a song, Sponge?" And I sort of went, "Oh,
geez, I'm pretty good. I'll do this."
No,
blamed everything but himself. It was the equipment's fault.
I'm pretty sure when we started this podcast, I said to Weasel, I said, there's one thing I'm never going to do, and that's play a song on this bloody podcast.
My bullshit. He's trying to reverse bloody. You know, you say something so that people are like, oh, and then want you to. You're trying to reverse psychology.
No, I really wasn't. And there was no music in this podcast. Oh, and then Chronicle said, Father John's out there in Inverell. He's got nothing to do. apart from this weekend.
100% good boy.
But, yeah, absolutely. Who's looking after Louie this weekend?
And the cat.
And the Puss. Cat. Yeah, Puss.
Oh, Puss.
Yeah, what was her name again?
I'm really good at feeding dogs, so I'll
you do just as a good job from Scotland.
Yeah, that's good. But listen, I actually did put a song together, but
you'll put it in there too.
Yeah, next week we're going to be having a week where we actually release a special podcast that has basically some best bits from the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles so far.
So it's just going to be Father John's songs. maybe a couple of Chronicles poems.
It's going to be a bit of
the SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a mashup. So what I might do is towards the end of that, we might play that number that I put together. And
best bits and the worst.
The best and the worst bits. And I also want to do a thing because I did used to play in a band, and I want to start a new segment with Father John called Can You Polish a Turd? And I'm going to pull out some of my old original songs, and I'm going to give them to Father John. And we're going to see if he can do them up a bit.
Mm. So we're going to play your version of it or a little snippet of your
A little
version?
Snippet of my version yeah. and then his version.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Chronicle? Is that a good idea?
Not a bad idea, but I reckon that you'd be like, oh, shit. Like it sounds so much better when he sings it.
Well, of course. That's the idea.
That's the point, right?
the old autistic Chronicle's a bit slow here. Obviously, it wasn't pen to paper or crown to paper.
I've heard Sponge sing his own songs and went, oh, not too bad. But then, Father John's just a different breed.
Another level. Yeah. There's levels to this game.
There is. And I wouldn't mind, you know, being able to put on one of the old tunes. I wouldn't mind being able to put on one of the old tunes and go, fuck, that's a good song.
Not bad.
It's a good song.
Tuna sandwich.
All right. So, guys, it's been a pleasure this week. Thanks for joining us. And Chronicle, until next time, what do we say here on the Weasel and Sponge Chronicles?
Live, laugh, love.
Overrated.
Overrated.
Hang up on him. He's got to get to the rooftop.
All right. See you guys.
Scottish rooftop.
It's a 3:15 on a Friday afternoon. Got my 30-gram pouch and I'll be at the pub soon. Roll up a cig, grab a schooner of VB, sitting in the beer garden watching the races on TV. All the boys are here with a diary and a schooner, wish that I got to the pub much sooner. Won't be home till the morning, and the missus is warning. Don't bother coming home, she'll say, and you're feeling pretty pissed, so you'll give her a spray. Better find a different place to stay, and steal your mate's meat tray.
lose all your money. There's no worries, nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Sticky butts on the floor, empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a fight cause I got no fear, as long as I got a durry and a beer. A durry and a beer. Wake up on Saturday with the hangover, back on the tins, I don't wanna be sober. Count a lunch at the pub, I'm sold. Get another pouch of Winfield Gold. Fighting off the demons from the night before, beers and durries, I want more. Keep on going till Sunday, I don't wanna see Monday. Switch them to rum and cokes, just give me some more smokes. I just wanna hang with the blokes. Cause lose all your money, there's no worries. Nothing goes wrong with beers and durries. Ciggy butts on the floor and empty schooner glasses. I fucking any kind of girl that passes. Pick a bite cause I got no fear, as long as I got my durry and a beer. Beers and durries are so symbolic. Yes, it's a fucking tough life being an alcoholic. So much that you forget the words to the song and you're trying to get to the pub right now. So you're not going to do another take and this one's going to do. Sorry, Chronicle, but I fucked your song. That was a pretty good bridge too, Chronicle. I might wrap it up there. Fuck.